And what does this mean, or what has this meant to employment? Have you been able to bring on more jail staff? I noticed the philosophy also of having direct supervision, as you pointed out. Staff works more closely, and I wonder whether that also involves having more employees.
Actually, we're realizing some efficiencies with the opening of this facility. Having a separate facility in the downtown fourth floor of the courthouse, closing that and moving those staff out here, consolidating what we currently run, three control rooms, into one central control room, and some other efficiencies on visitation and recreation, we'll be able to staff it with our current staff and not have to add any one until our jail population grows.
All right. Again, a reminder of the public open house on Tuesday. That'll be from 4 until 7. Do you have a specific time for a ribbon cutting or a specific grand opening program?
We'll start at 4 o'clock with a short program and a ribbon cutting, and then from that point on, we're going to run tours through the facility about every 10 minutes. So general public is welcome to come out and take a look at this facility. I think they'll be truly impressed with what we've built with their tax dollars.
One other thing I almost forgot, the little nugget that these types of facilities does go through a review process on a state level, and what were some of the comments by your state inspectors?
Well, the state inspectors came in, and of course they were, you know, very thorough inspection of the jail and the construction, and they found it to be in complete compliance with state standards and ready to be occupied. The inspectors themselves were very complimentary on the facility, very well designed and laid out, and they were impressed with the construction that we've put together.
And I thought I read somewhere that inmates, that transfer process from the courthouse, does that begin the day right after the open house?
We will start moving inmates into the new jail the day following the open house, and it's about a 2 to 3 week process to integrate all the systems that we have now into the new jail.
If I missed anything else that listeners ought to know about with the new detention center?
It was a $55 million construction project for the county, and so and it required a bond election to fund it, and so the fact that that passed readily within our community certainly speaks to the fact that the community recognizes the need for the facility and the willingness to you know, direct their tax dollars to the building of it. So
detention centers are not a sexy thing like a new football stadium or a school or something.
No, they're not. But you know, a detention center plays a very critical role in the criminal justice system, and we have one of the finest right here when we open these doors.
Well, and again, it speaks highly of the voters who supported that.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again to Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk for visiting with us this afternoon. The public open house of the new Brazos County Detention Center on Sandy Point Road this Tuesday from 4 until 7. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.